secret of the sunshine. Good day every day. The mother peacock doesn't show. Father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit to who isn't always credit given. Lion reigns throughout the land. King of the jungle. Returning to his den, he finds the stars have fallen closely. Good day every day.
Trying to make every day a good day. This is the Doug Steffen way to help you into another Monday. It's the 27th of August, 2012. A lot of things are going on. The discussion that a lot of people are having, Rich McFadden, by the way, is here. Jennifer's off this week. Roberta's around somewhere, and Heather will be, I'm sure, lurking around. The U.S. Court of Appeals that rejected these graphic anti-smoking.
This has really gotten in your craw, hasn't it?
It has. Because I'm an ardent anti-smoker, I think people who smoke are nuts. I understand that sometimes you get addicted. I've talked about body chemistry a lot. You all know, or if you haven't, if you're new to the program, you haven't heard me talk about my mother, who died at the age of 50 because she was a smoker. I have no use for. I'm appalled, frankly, at the number of young women who think as they start smoking it's a good way to lose weight. What do you think is going on in your body? What do you think? Your breath and
these
teeth.
Skinny Hollywood actresses. Who,
right. Anne Hathaway is right. The latest example. What a shame. Anyway, the government mandate requiring tobacco companies to place graphic images on their products warning of the dangers of smoking tossed out. The Food and Drug Administration has been ordered to immediately revise its rules. The ruling reads in part, quote, "The First Amendment requires the government not only to state a substantial interest justifying a regulation on commercial speech, but also to show that its regulation directly advances that goal. FDA failed to present any data, much less the substantial evidence required under the federal law, showing that enacting their proposed graphic warnings will accomplish the agency's stated objective of reducing smoking rates. The rule thus cannot pass muster. The Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act was passed in 2009, required 9 written warnings, such as cigarettes are addictive, tobacco smoke causes harm to children, and there are all kinds of other things. These pictures of smoke-infected lungs, and the corpse, I think there was in Europe, they have a corpse. And in Europe, this is the rule.
Yeah.
This is the law.
Yeah.
And so we don't have the insistence, if you will, that everybody have free speech. There are, I'm looking at one of the pictures. Remember that, the announcer who was around last year, Ted, the guy's name, who was a homeless guy, and then he got a job.
Yeah.
Do you remember what his name was?
Goodness, wasn't he from Chicago?
No,
he was from
Ohio.
Yeah.
But he had a name that was common.
Golden Voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Cleveland. Yeah, the Golden Voice.
Anyway.
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams, right. Yeah. He talked about this, I remember, once. But the pictures of lungs and dead bodies and a baby enveloped in a plume of smoke, all these, plus the dangers of smoking, addictive power of nicotine. I have no. There's a picture of a guy exhaling cigarette from a hole in his lung, throat. I was seeing that. I mean, these are just gross. But I tell you, the grossest thing I ever saw was the doctor showing my sisters and me a picture. No, it wasn't a picture. It was an actual piece of my mother's lung. It was like a burnt sponge. Now, if you don't think that had an impact on me, and anybody else who would have seen that, unless you're completely out of your mind, is going to be affected by looking at this thing and realizing what these bastards at P. Lorillard and who are the other companies, R.J. Reynolds, the tobacco companies got together and built up this is hundreds of millions of dollars, in a they put together a fund to go after the government, saying the warnings would be cost prohibitive and would dominate and damage the packaging and promotion of their brands. The legal question was whether the new labeling was purely factual and accurate in nature or was designed to discourage the use of the products. The situation here is Brown and Williamson Tobacco Company as well. Looking at some of these other things. These people, this is all politics, by the way, all politics. This thing, you don't think this thing is going to go to the Supreme Court? Of course it will. And it'll get booted around there, and they'll change it. Does this have a practical effect on people and they're smoking or not smoking?
The thing is if they start making all of the rules for tobacco, and then where else does it go from there?
Well,
and that's what everybody's fighting
against. We've talked about these same lawyers that went after the tobacco companies as recently as last week announced that they were going after various food companies, whether it be producers of food or sellers of food. You know that's coming. All of the... the law professors say that this is inevitable. So, here's another example, by the way.
But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Knowing the libertarian background that you wear, get out of everything. But obviously you overlook those
I do, because
biases,
of my mother's experience.
Because of your personal experience.
Right? I'm happy to acknowledge that I'm not consistent when it comes to this particular thing. I think anything you can use to keep people from smoking, including outlawing tobacco products, is a good idea.
Understood. But are you willing to give up the government control of everything else that will come with this?
Example.
If I can tell you not to smoke because it's bad for you, I can tell you not to eat.
I think that's a legitimate question.
Milk that is not gone through the government process because we can't deem it to be safe.
The government,
so raw milk is now unsafe.
No, raw milk is the best thing in the world for you.
Wow. The government might disagree on that.
Well, the government disagrees because they have that. There is empirical knowledge that smoking and findings that smoking, there is nothing about smoking that's good for you. Not one thing can you come up with.
Nothing about smoking pot that's good for you, too, but they let people do that for health reasons.
Yeah, that's fine. Let people do what they want to do, but do not require them to have to or not because of some edict that comes from people who are politically motivated. I think that's really what this all boils down to. Look and see how many dollars R.J. Reynolds and Brown and Williamson and P. Lorillard have given to the campaigns of various congressmen and senators. Look at how much money is going to the states where Brown and Williamson and P. Lorillard and R.J. Reynolds are making their products. How much aid goes to tobacco farmers, for example? Why are we helping tobacco farmers grow tobacco? Why is there a subsidy in the farm bill for tobacco growers? Why? Is there anybody's got a good reason? No, there's no good reason for that.
Big business.
Here's another one. Richie, from the same league, there's a doctor here in Massachusetts who has refused to treat patients because they are obese. American
lawsuits or
Medical Association. The medical ethicists are questioning this policy.
Mm-hmm.
American Medical Association says it is completely ethical. It enjoys considerable support among physicians, modeled on similar policies regarding people who smoke. The report shows that a majority of doctors in the UK, for example, support measures to deny treatment to people who smoke and people who are obese. They are together now in some countries. No treatment.
I don't understand how. I mean, I could see insurance agencies, not denying coverage, but I can't see how a physician, with the Hippocratic Oath, would be able to deny treatment. I mean, that's...
10% of Florida OBGYNs refuse to treat otherwise healthy women because they are too fat. If you're over the obesity limit, 200 pounds for women, you are not going to get treated by OBGYN doctors in some parts of Florida.
That seems so wrong to me.
Smokers.
Insurance. I remember when my son was born 8 years ago now, the problem that the OBGYN was having with insurance coverage.
They say, Richie, that smokers or the obese are denied treatments because their refusal to quit smoking or lose weight makes the success of their operation highly problematic, or in cases of an OBGYN practice, makes giving birth much riskier for both mother and child.
Sure.
And possible lawsuits and potential legal liability are why they are not treating these people. So there you go. We're back around to Obamacare, which is nothing more than the insurance company having a picnic, although they say, oh, no, insurance companies are going to take them to task. Read the fine print. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to GEICO, now that can be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Number one songs from this week in various years, going all the way back to the 70s. This is like the biggest hits of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today, folks. Having a good day, Joe.
This one in particular is music to get your teeth drilled to.
Yeah, there it is. Right, this song was number one during this week in 1980. Christopher Cross and Sailing. Number one during this week in 1972 was Argent.
Hold your head up.
Prince Cobb. Paula Abdul, if Jennifer here, she'd be all excited. Number one during this week in 1989.
Somehow I think Jennifer's dancing right now, knowing that we're playing.
Yeah, where did she go? To Hawaii,
she's
right?
She's in Hawaii this week for quote unquote work.
But she could have done the program from Hawaii. What's the big deal?
Time difference.
Yeah, I think she's got a problem waking up.
When I go to Hawaii, I can do the program fine. It's midnight there.
It's the Doug Steffen show.
Right. All right, let's see. What else have we got here? The Scorpions.
Oh, yeah.
This week in 1991. I don't remember this song at all. We're going through the big songs various years here. We often do this once a week just for reflective purposes. Tina Turner was number one with this song. And this week in 1984... Edwin Starr.
Hits.
Yep. Number one during this week in 1970. You play nothing. Playing this a little more often. Boy, people are really getting cranked up. I watched Bill Maher for a while. I want to throw things usually at the television when I see him. It's always at the end of the day when I'm on my way out. But he had a discussion of the war and really took shots at Obama. And most of the people on his panel, except for one loser guy, I don't know who he was, said, we have to be there to get the Taliban. I mean, it's laughable. You think we're going to get the Taliban? Bill Maher basically says, if you don't want to vote for Obama, here's a good reason. And so anyway, there is plenty.
Let's think about higher love.
Let's do that, Richie. From this week in 1986, Stevie Winwood. Higher love.
The sad thing about this, I've seen him two or three times in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
He will not play any of this 80s stuff that he was so well known for.
Yeah.
He'll play the really early stuff, Traffic, and all that stuff. But he will not play this stuff.
Why?
Won't do it. Bored of it, I guess.
During this week in 1977, Pablo Cruz.
Oh, my God.
I haven't heard this one for ages.
In the Wayback Machine.
Yeah. Let's go to 2004 this week. Ashley Simpson, number one.
Miss I Forgot the Words and couldn't lip-sync it properly on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Glad you reminded us of that, Richie. During this week in 1988, Elton John was number one. I ain't no puzzle piece of me. Well, he really has a thing for Madonna, doesn't he? Oh, every time you turn around, there's some story about him.
Cat fight.
Well, did you see the backhanded apology? Yeah. Or
well, she said she dedicated a song to him, apparently.
Well, she said, I accept his apology or something like that. And then she played some song, which apparently is a slap back in his face.
Number one during this week in 1975, Casey and the Sunshine Band. We go to this week in 1997, Third Eye Blind. Richie likes this. Semi-charmed light.
The next one is fun.
Human League, 1983. Number one of this song.
Ah, I remember this from what I was doing.
Do this, do that. It's 28 past the hour. You're listening to the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Heather's here. Richie's here. I'm here. And Roberta must be lurking around somewhere. We can't find her, though.
She's there. She may not be here.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn. And spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvaluein.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back. To the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance, or savings, or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day, through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Company.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
On. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving to
the highway of life.
Is where we are, transpiring with you and yours. Transpiring. At 33 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program. Heather Bachman is here. Richard McFadden is here. Roberta is here in spirit. The Queen of Cheap Deals are listed at DougSteffen.com. We just can't find her. And Jennifer's in Hawaii. We know exactly where she is. She could have easily done the program had she wanted to, but she didn't want to. So here we are. We'll do a television report in her honor in a few moments. Also, when you're checking out the Queen of Cheap Deals today from Talbot's and Office Depot and that sort of thing, you'll look next door. The real estate at DougSteffen.com, other than the Queen of Cheap, finds you with provocative information from our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who has some information on dried beans, where to get them. A lot of people think where you get them. I'm not a fan of dried beans, but don't a lot of the Hispanic...
Do you do them with out of a can or like do you ever use chickpeas or anything?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, right. Or regular beans to me. When I think of beans, I think of either lima beans or the beans, the regular beans that you grow in the garden.
Green beans.
Or then there are black beans. There are the old brick. Brick oven baked beans?
Yeah.
That's the Boston thing. All of them are great for cleaning out your system. One way or the other. Anyway, find out about beans. You don't know beans. Well, Phil does. And that's in the supermarket guru box at DougSteffen.com. 39 people died over the weekend explosion at the largest oil refinery in Venezuela.
Wow.
Now, I don't know how much... are we still using some oil? I know Joe Kennedy gets his oil for the special oil program he has in Massachusetts from Venezuela.
I don't know that
Watch
we're
this.
Using anything from Venezuela.
The point is, it'll be an excuse for oil going up again.
Right, even though
today.
We don't use any of it.
Yeah, right. The oil prices will go up again. I paid $4.03 a gallon for diesel fuel. Heating oil would be about the same. It is ridiculous. that, and nobody, so we talk about it and nothing gets done. Nothing. Nothing, unless it becomes an October surprise. Okay, boys and girls, we're going to help you out by opening up the oil reserves, because nobody should be paying this much for gasoline 3 weeks before the election. See if that does. Am I too cynical? Lance Armstrong says
5.9% of our oil comes from Venezuela, by the way.
Yeah. Lance Armstrong says he's happy that he's done with all the doping charges.
Yeah, I would be too.
It's got to be a relief, yeah.
A lot of his friends and colleagues have said he ought not to, that the U.S. doping agency is not recognized around the world, and that it ought to be that some international organization.
Yeah, how can the U.S. anti-doping agency take away his French Tour de France wins?
I don't get it, yeah.
Especially when he never failed a drug test.
Yeah.
I say whether he did it or didn't do it, just tell him to beat it and be on his way.
Yeah. It's really disgusting. Where this are these people? How do they get their power? Where did that power come from?
Well, this whole retroactive drug testing thing irks me to no end, especially when it comes to baseball and the Roger Clemens thing.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't want you guys to do any kind of performance-enhancing drugs, wink, wink, but we want you to hit 50 home runs every single season to fill the seats. Bud Selig is the biggest hypocrite on the face of this planet, and it drives me crazy. Now, anybody who tests positive today, like the two they had this year, you're morons. They're on to you now, okay? They've got this thing figured out on testing. Right.
How do you go back
10 years and go, oh, we have somebody who says that they saw that you took a vial from a guy or a pill from a guy, and therefore we're going to have Congress charge you. Yeah, the United States government is going to put you on trial.
Yeah. The government's out of control. So all of us are sick of the government. Why is it is as it is the question. It's us versus them, and we're paying for them to get us.
Yeah.
Okay, time for a 2020 brain teaser.
Okay.
I have not done one of these for a long time, but I think Monday got to get people's minds, especially it's a summer weekend, things are slow, blah, blah, blah. There is one word in the English language that's
just one
always pronounced incorrectly. What is it? 800-510. Stephen. What did you say, Stephen?
Stephen.
That's not in the dictionary, Richard, but thank you. 800-510-8255. Swell prize for the person who figures this out quickly. There is one word in the English language that's always pronounced incorrectly. What is it?
Ain't.
800-510-8255. You got a minute or so to figure this out. One more time. One word in the English language always pronounced incorrectly. What is that word, please? 800-510-8255. Anybody on the social media?
Let me turn this question
Twitter,
around.
Twitter, Facebook, what?
So it's the only word in the English dictionary that's never pronounced correctly.
That is correct. 800-510-8255. Hmm. Just a bit of research here. The common chemicals that are all around us and how harmful they are. You know, we have all these cleaning products, for example. I've gone green with the cleaning products that I use here. And maybe it's because I, in a sense, some way figured out that the damage that's caused by the things that are in these bottles, the various chemicals and stuff. I was thinking about that since the conversation about big tobacco is so prominent today, but Big Chem, as they are called, has also been doing the same thing as big tobacco. There are a lot of regulations that are in effect that Big Chem is trying to get undone, if you will. Because they, you know, cost these outfits a lot of money. They've got them. They want to use them. But apparently, many of these chemicals play havoc with hormones in your body's endocrine system. One of the most common and alarming is let's see if I can pronounce this. BPA. Bisphenol A.
Exactly. BPA.
Right. Why are they giving these names? BPA is found in everything from plastics to canned food to ATM receipts.
ATM receipts.
More than 90% of Americans have it in their urine. And what it does is
ATM
an acid.
ATM receipts, I've never heard that one.
It affects the capillaries, apparently, in your system. Not good. 800-510-8255. Somebody just sent this in. Listener Wendy said that her husband asked him to dress up as a nurse to fulfill his fantasy. That we have health insurance. 800-510-8255. All right, so shall we see if we can figure this out? All right, let's go. We're trying to figure out what word in the dictionary is always pronounced incorrectly. Jerry in Washington, what is it? Hello, Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Is Jerry.
Jerry. Jerry!
Hey!
Hey! Jerry!
I say the word wash. They always say wash.
Right, but what does it say? What is there a pronunciation guide in the dictionary? Tells you how to pronounce it?
Boy, I don't know.
All right.
I'm driving home from work. I don't have a
dictionary with you. All right, got it. All right, that's not the right answer, but thanks for the call. 800-510, that's okay. 800-510-8255. Pat, what's the word that's most frequently mispronounced or is always pronounced incorrectly?
Instead of saying it correctly, nuclear, people say nuclear.
Nuclear error. Right. Thank you, George Bush. Right? No, that's not the word, but thank you. 800-510-8255. James, what do you think the word is?
Language.
Language. How should it be pronounced?
Language.
Huh?
Leg wash.
Right. James, you have a good life.
I like it.
Nicholas, where are you?
I am driving to work right now up in Grand Rapids.
All right. And so what do you think the only word in the English language is always pronounced incorrectly? What is it?
It's got to be the.
The as opposed to the?
Yes.
The and the. You say potato, I say potato. No, that's not the right word, but thank you for the try. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. I'm going to try Thomas. Thomas, where are you?
I'm in Moultrie, Georgia.
You are. All right. Yep. What's the only word in the English language always pronounced incorrectly?
I'd say incorrectly.
I'd say you were right.
Absolutely great.
And for your efforts, sir, you get a swell prize. Tell the gentleman what he's won, Heather.
You have your choice between Reader's Digest, Taste of Home and Handyman subscriptions, or the wonderful Doug Steffen Good Day paraphernalia.
All right, Thomas. Make up your mind in a second. Somebody, I don't know, Richie, somebody will talk to you. But appreciate your using your brain. It's always good and refreshing to have people use their brains. 16 before the hour, television report up next here on Good Day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with more practical and affordable back-to-school product suggestions. With over 7,300 stores in the U.S., CVS Pharmacy offers big savings and the convenience of one-stop shopping for all of your school supplies and personal care needs. From now through September 22nd, extra care card holders will receive bonus rewards for every $10 spent on their exclusive Caliber line of school supplies. Sony just launched their first 4G LTE smartphone priced under $100. Available through AT&T, the Sony Xperia Ion features a large 4.6-inch display and delivers near-instant access to an HD camcorder and 12-megapixel camera so you'll never miss a great photo op. The Keurig Mini Plus brewing system is a perfect dorm room fit for under $100. Available in a variety of colors, it has a fast 2-minute brew time and features the new specially formulated brew-over ice K-cup packs delivering perfectly blended iced coffee, teas, and fruit drinks. Acoustic Research's portable wireless speaker with Skinit allows students custom with their favorite pro and college team logos and thousands of other designs. It connects to wireless devices via Bluetooth or MP3 players with a 3.5-millimeter jack and is priced under $130. Finally, make a style statement with Energizer's new dorm room-safe flameless candles. The classic wax version comes in a variety of sizes, scents, and colors. They also flicker just like the real thing. And the contemporary Edge collection features one-touch operation. Prices start at just under $5. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can, too, with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
All right, I have some school news. The town of Wakefield, Massachusetts, has a track and field team, and nobody figured this out. They have been using the abbreviation WTF for the
Wakefield track and field.
How's that going over for them? People don't forget them, do they?
Apparently.
You know what? I say they shouldn't bow down to them.
I say you're right, Richie.
They should keep it.
Right.
Exactly. Why should it mean something bad just because...
By the way, reports from Tampa, the hurricane, or no, it's a tropical storm, the news media down there, a reporter has been looking around for women dressed up as Sarah Palin that were apparently thought of as perhaps ladies of the night. There's a big migration.
Oh, how many fantasies do you think that would fulfill?
All right, so here's the television news. Katy Perry has been offered $20 million to be a judge on American Idol, and she said no, thanks.
Yeah, isn't that something?
$20 million.
I'd like to be able to walk away from
what
$20
million. What is there about
office?
Her that is that important? I mean, is she that big a star?
She's
worth
$20 million? Yeah, she's pretty powerful. She makes a lot of money.
She blew up pretty quickly. I actually think she could have been pretty cute on there with her personality from what I've seen.
Yeah, I think she sounds pretty neat from what I understand.
Or is she the one with that with the brand? Wasn't she married to him? She
was.
Yeah.
Was.
Yeah, they're divorced now.
All right, so there are a list of hot villains on the new TV shows this fall. Richie,
what's
the story?
We love all of our heroes, you know that. But there's a couple of good villains coming up this fall. The one I'm really interested in looking forward to is this this new show on ABC called 666 Park Avenue, and the villains and the managers of the building are Terry O'Quinn from Lost and Vanessa Williams.
Really?
That looks very interesting. Robert Patrick will play an iron-willed Navy seaman on ABC's
He's always a military guy. Always a military guy.
And Michael Chiklis is going to play a mobster on CBS's Vegas, which is like old-school how Vegas got started and how it got built and the money behind it. That looks pretty interesting, too. And Ellen Barkin is going to play a grandma.
Really?
A bigoted grandma. It's supposed to be really funny. So in the new normal.
Utah says... It will not show the new normal. It was the same.
Really?
Utah Television, the NBC affiliate in Salt Lake City, says no. They were the same ones that said no to the Playboy Club last year, which didn't get very far anyway. And Alex O'Loughlin from Hawaii Five-O is a new dad, if that's of interest to anybody.
Congrats.
Yep, good for him. I think that's about it, Richie. At least that's it in the time department, because 51 after the hour on Good Day.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Kronhaus, who's one of the medical experts here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And his visit is brought to you by the folks who produce Cardiol. Cardiol is a way for you to deal with high cholesterol, high triglycerides. And first, though, let's get to this West Nile outbreak. The news about it being the largest and everybody being scared, which is pretty much nonsense as far as I can see, Ken, but in terms of numbers, okay, so 1,100 people are affected, 45 have died, but when you compare it to some of the real flu problems of, let's go back to the 1917, 1918, when millions of people died, nobody puts these things into perspective.
And my kids are watching the news and walking around going, is that the kind of mosquito that can kill you?
Yeah.
What happens with West Nile, Doug and Rich, mosquitoes pick up the virus from birds. These are birds that the mosquitoes actually bite, and then the mosquitoes pass it on to people. And this current West Nile outbreak, it's one of the largest in American history, with four times the usual number of cases for this time of year.
Yeah, but it's a relative number. I mean, it's four times. If there were one person that had it, then now there are four.
Well, the cases have been accelerating. There were just 400 cases reported just last week. There have been 41 deaths from this already this year.
Mm-hmm. All right, but again, in terms of, would you be worried? I mean, the way the news media is playing it, the half the population is going to be dead in 2 days. It's kind of like that movie Outbreak.
You want to just be prudent. The best way to prevent West Nile disease is to avoid mosquito bites. You want to use insect repellents, screens on doors and windows, wear long sleeves and pants. Also, very important, empty standing water from buckets, kiddie pools, and other places to discourage breeding.
And by the way, the other thing, in addition to what Ken's recommendation is, if I may throw in my own two cents worth, if you have a well-working If your immune system is tuned up and you're eating the right things and taking the right supplements and that sort of thing, then you don't get this isn't going to bother you either, right? The people who are getting sick are the ones with weakened immune systems.
That is definitely a factor. The young and the elderly and those who have weakened immune systems.
All right, you have a dementia update for us. Let's tune ourselves into this.
Sure. This is from the Journal of the American Geriatric Society this week. People who keep their teeth and gums healthy with regular brushing, Doug, they may have a lower risk of developing dementia later in life. Those who brush their teeth less than once a day, they're up to 65% more likely to develop dementia than those who brush daily. And also, this is from the medical journal Nature, people who are obese lose their memory and thinking ability faster than thinner people, so brush at least one day and keep that to ideal body weight.
Well, only once a day? Beer can, and the alcohol kills all the germs.
Right. Remember that old ad?
It's thought that gum disease bacteria may get into the brain, causing inflammation and brain damage.
Really? All right, so why would you brush your teeth 5 times a day then?
Well, this study just compared 0 to 1.
Yeah. All right. And what kind of parent, responsible parent, allows their children to leave the house without brushing their teeth or not brushing their teeth before they go to bed at night? I mean, what kind of a responsible parent would allow that to happen? And hygiene in general. Do you find that when you're dealing with some of your patients, Ken, that hygiene is a factor in them getting ill? As well as a lot of other things, but hygiene itself.
Spend a day with me, you would see it definitely is.
I mean, people that have bad breath and don't wash it. Ugh.
Stinky.
Yeah, it is stinky. All right, let's talk about, speaking of Ken's practice, his practice is cardiology and deals with people all the time that are on their way to a heart attack or have had heart attacks and strokes, heart disease in general. So we have Cardiol that helps people. I don't know, is there any time that's too late to get in on this?
Well, absolutely not. High cholesterol, it is a serious problem, Doug. It can lead to heart disease, heart attacks, and stroke. And as a cardiologist, I have looked at many natural remedies for cholesterol over the years, and this is the only one I've seen that effectively lowers cholesterol and triglycerides in just 30 days. And my patients have loved it because just one capsule a day is effective.
All right, so take Dr. Ken's word for it here. His patients are on it. You would be a good, I think this is an excellent time for you to think about getting on to this program. 30 days free. That's how you get started. Go to cardiol.net/Ken. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial. That's cardiol.net/Ken or call 888-809-6424 and ask for the Dr. Ken free trial specifically. Cardiol.net/Ken or 888-809-6424, 30-day free trial.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.